allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
South America. And to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Director Amezcua. Director Amezcua?
I'm here.
Director Bilodeau?
I am here.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Here.
Director Nguyen?
Here.
Director Sheldon? Director Tran?
Here.
Director Wigan?
Here.
Director Whitaker?
Here.
Director Yeo?
Here.
Okay, you do have a quorum with 9 directors present.
Okay. Do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
All right. Vista participation, do we have anyone who would like to speak?
No hands raised.
Nobody online at all. Okay. Moving on to the consent calendar. Have a motion?
I'll move the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon is absent. Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigan?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 9 yes votes with Director Sheldon absent.
Okay, our next item is ISDOC has a call for candidates. So if anybody is interested, let us know. There are positions for president, first vice president, second vice president, third vice president, secretary, and treasurer. Nominations will close on September 13th. It's a 2-year term. Just let us know if anybody's interested. Okay, next, SAPA. Director Whitaker.
Yes, thank you, President Green. Yesterday's SAPA Commission meeting, we approved brine line operating reserve level at about $2.3 million. Also, other financial approvals on funding levels for the brine line. Second item was we authorized the general manager to accept a contract for a landscape refresh project for the SAPA property. And third was we received an informational report on the Santa Ana River Conservation and Conjunctive Use Program update. So this was SARCA, and it looks like at the 10-year level, we're nearing the completion of a 10-year plan. And all has gone pretty much according to plan and will be completed on time. And that's all that we had on our agenda yesterday. So if there are any questions, I'd be happy to entertain those.
Any questions? I don't see any here. I don't see any online.
Okay, the details are contained in the packet as well. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, our next item is water resources summary.
Yeah, nothing to highlight there in the reports contained in the packet.
Okay. Following, next comes our action agendas. First, ComLedge, Director Bilodeau.
I'm so sorry, I had to find the unmute button. You know, everything is contained in the packet.
Okay. Next, water issues.
Yes, details are contained in the packet.
excuse me, admin finance, Director Yeo.
Yes, the details are contained in the packet.
Okay. Next, we have verbal reports. presence reports. I've gone to three different events. The first was Aqua Region 9 on workforce development. Very, very interesting discussions, very, very interesting suggestions. I'll be meeting with Stephanie and HR to talk about some of those things that are coming up. I've gotten to talk to our general manager, but some things that we just need to look at. Things have changed, so we need to look at that further. Also, I went to the California Data Collaborative. Lisa Haney and I were both, and Danny Burke. We were all on panels. Interesting. Lisa did a great job. Really, really good job. Very interesting. I never in my wildest dream would I ever thought I could get interested in data. I don't know, just it's so foreign. And artificial intelligence, I think I would have just run from, but they're really fascinating, very, very interesting topic. So I'm glad I went. And then yesterday, BIA had a conference and I was on a panel on water. And very interesting. I'm not sure that developers have seen how important water is to their developments and to all of our county, and how we really should be looking at it and keeping up on it. And then I had a phone call about our general manager, John Kennedy. I guess you must have given a report at Rotary, and they were just saying you did a fabulous job.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, at the city of Fullerton.
Yeah, so, and now it's your turn to give reports.
The only thing I want to say, I'll be at the Sustain Southern California Annual Water Conference tomorrow. I'll be sitting on a panel at UCI. So that was it.
Great. Okay, director's reports.
Director Whitaker has his hand raised.
Director Whitaker.
Yes, thanks. You stole part of my report here, which was I was privileged to introduce John at the Rotary Club event at noon today. And former Senator Dick Ackerman was there at our table as well. Linda and I enjoyed your presentation very much, Mr. General Manager. And then we fought traffic to get to the Urban Water Institute conference, which is where I'm remotely from. That's why I'm not there this evening. So that's all. Thanks.
Good. Okay. Next, General. Yes.
It might be your first, the comments to the workforce. Workforce then,
development.
You mentioned you were going to speak to as a general manager to our HR director. Perhaps you can let your colleagues know this information that you learned. Some not today, but there was some more today, or sometimes late as well.
Well, a few things that really, really came to mind to me is the questions we ask of applicants for jobs. How do they apply? I mean, we've had these questions for so long that we haven't really looked at them to change them. What difference does it make whether somebody has a driver's license or not? So many people take Ubers, ride their bikes, walk. Does it really make a difference whether they have a driver's license or not? That was a small one. Some of the questions that we ask, are they out of date? Have we really looked at what the position is and what we really, really want, what we're really, really looking for? And that's really what it was coming to. Also, the whole idea of the silver tsunami and the fact that many of our agencies, and we've had this too, people are retiring. We're going to have a lot of openings and we need to replace people. How do we do that? How do we attract people to our agencies? What are we looking for? Have the jobs that we're replacing, have they changed a little bit? Do we want to look for other things? Are we looking at all the opportunities, or do we only look within ourselves? And so I think that's, those were primarily, there were other things that I wrote down that I'd like to talk about. And I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to the questions, and that's why I would like to talk about them. What else? Did you ask another question? Okay. All right. Director Wigan? Okay. Okay. General Counsel.
Nothing to report except that we do have one closed session. Conference Legal Counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9. A&D in the case of OCWD versus San Mina Corporation. Recommend recess to closed session, Madam President.
Okay. We are recessed to closed session.
Okay, we've returned from closed session for a conference legal counsel to discuss existing litigation in the case of OCWD versus San Mina Corporation, also known as OCWD versus SABIC. Same case, the South Basin case. There is a settlement to report out. Board approved a settlement with San Mina Corporation to resolve the litigation against San Mina for a total of a payment by San Mina of a total of $3.25 million. And the with all 10 directors present and voting aye for the settlement. With that, nothing further to report.
We are adjourned at 6:09.